Hi, I'm Steve Canland, and with my wife Leah, you're about to listen to our Insightful Adventures, a show that chronicles our travels around Australia and the savvy, scientific, and scenic things we experience along the way.
So this episode, we're going to be wrapping up our time in New South Wales. New South Wales is a state that's situated on the east coast of Australia, and so from the state of Victoria, we essentially drove all the way up the coast, and it took us 13 days, and we traveled a total of 2,500 kilometers, or 1,500 miles.
And in our state wrap-ups, we talk about our favorite food, favorite place, strangest or weirdest place, and favorite memory in that state. So, Leah, in New South Wales, what was your favorite food?
My favorite food in New South Wales would be the day that we wandered around Chinatown and got dinner at this random food court sort of place. We ordered some type of lamb and veggie stir-fry dish with rice. And the food was good, but more than the food, the atmosphere just sort of added to the whole experience.
Yeah, almost made me want to vote for, like, weirdest place. She had, this microphone and the speaker, and she was just yelling at the customer and yelling at the cooks and then yelling out the orders, and you couldn't understand her. So she was getting upset for people not understanding her, for the order number that she would call. So people would come up and be like, oh, I think you called my number. And then she would yell at them and then yell at the customer who was about to order and then yell at the cook. And just in this whole Asian food court, it was just like this whole scene.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Good food and just exactly what you want out of a Chinatown dinner, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So Steve, what was your favorite food in New South Wales?
My favorite food was in Batemans Bay, and we had oysters. They were cooked oysters of Kilpatrick and cooked oysters of three cheeses. I don't like natural oysters uncooked, but these cooked ones were quite yummy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the same. I'm not a huge fan of raw oysters, but these fresh local cooked oysters were definitely worthy of some of the yummiest oysters that we've ever had.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's cool about New South Wales is that all up the coast, it's just lots of rivers and bays and waterways that are perfect for growing oysters naturally. And so you can stop in several little beach towns and get fresh oysters.
Yeah, yeah, which is worth doing. Mm-hmm. Leah, what was your favorite place?
Oh, man. New South Wales is a beautiful state. So my pick for favorite place is going to be a town about 30 minutes south of Newcastle. It's a place called Caves Beach. And like the name implies, there are these ginormous sea caves on around the bend of a beach. Like the biggest sea caves we've ever seen. There were walk in between the sea caves. The tide was lapping up. It was amazing.
It was quite amazing. It was pretty. And yeah, the sea caves were huge.
Yeah. So that was just something I had not seen before, not to that large of a scale. And it wasn't too crowded when we were there.
No, there was a few people there, but not overly so. And yeah.
There were enough sea caves that people were spread out and they sort of claimed their own sea cave for sundowners. It was a really cool place. So that was my pick for my favorite place in New South Wales. What was your favorite place in New South Wales?
My favorite place was the Blue Mountains, and more specifically the Grand Canyon bushwalk in the Blue Mountains. Just pretty and secluded, and mountains and nature, just all my favorite things.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. We've done several rainforest walks, and this was the best by far.
Yeah, definitely one of the best bushwalks or hikes we've done in all of Australia.
Yeah, loved the Grand Canyon. That was a very special place. I would do that again in a heartbeat.
Oh, for sure. Leah, what was the weirdest place?
Hmm. The weirdest place would be Nimbin, that alternative lifestyle hippie town place that we visited.
Way alternative, way hippie.
Yeah, it was a cool vibe, definitely worth checking out. What made it weird was the local hippie dippy artwork, all of the people. It wasn't just young hippies, it was old braless women and barefoot men with
dreads.
And yeah, it was just, it was the whole gambit of hippie dippy. And yeah, I think that was
what made us the weirdest, I think, was getting offered several types of drugs several times just walking up and down the small one street city.
Yeah, that added to it for sure. So, Steve, what was the strangest or quirkiest place for you in New South Wales?
My pick was in this place called Nambuka, and it had these rocks at the V wall, which is pretty much just like the break wall there, at this beach that went kind of almost as like a small like jetty, but every single rock there was not as quite graffiti artist, but a lot of people, anyone could do it. You could go and color a rock with graffiti, and a lot of them were just like people claiming a rock, writing something, or memorials to people. And it wasn't, most of it wasn't necessarily that good of like street art, quote unquote. It was just like people tagging their initials. So it was kind of cool, and then just also kind of weird because a lot of them were like memorials to like people that had passed, mingled with just like Jack was here and like
yeah, and then like a whole family of yeah. handprints or
the
something.
Patterson family, you know, 2005 or whatever.
Yeah,
and we did write on a walk, we just kind of wrote insightful adventures and put our names in the year on the small little rock that probably is unnoticeable to everyone, but
we joined just, in. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leah, what is your favorite memory?
Oh, my favorite memory would have to be seeing an opera at the Sydney Opera House. I mean, there's just nothing that compares. Sydney Opera House is one of three iconic things I think of when I think of Australia. I think of Ayers Rock, I think of the Great Barrier Reef, and I think of the Sydney Opera House. And that was a bucket list item for me that we wanted to make happen, and I just didn't think we were going to get as good a seats we got for the price that we did. It was amazing, amazing. I feel very privileged to have been able to see an opera at the Sydney Opera House, and that will always stay with me as one of my favorite memories of Australia.
Yes, definitely, for sure.
So, Steve, what was your favorite memory of New South Wales?
My favorite memory, I think, is when we got our tarot cards read to us in Nimbin. And that was just, it was quite cool and a good experience. And things that she said, it was just nice to internalize some things that she said. A few things that she said, which were nice, is it was consistent throughout the whole reading, is that our relationship, meaning Leah and myself, was so strong. She even got chills at one point. She kept on flipping over cards, and it didn't matter how she read it, either like sideways or diagonal, or no matter how she read it, she just was like, you guys have the strongest relationship, like relationship that people look up to. I don't know how much of that is true, if people look up to us or put us on a pedestal or whatever. It was really nice to hear that we had a strong relationship, especially since we had some really rough days between us previously to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, New South Wales was sort of filled with some of our roughest traveling days so far.
Yeah, so that was just really cool. And then she said that we're coming into an inheritance and coming back to a big home, or we're going to be super rich, which I don't know, but any family listening to us, if you got a lot of money for us, that's, it's written in the stars for you to give us all your money.
Yeah, who doesn't want to hear that? Which for me, I sort of interpreted as like, will be rich in blessings. But she was like, no, like an inheritance, the lottery, you're gonna come into a large sum of money. But for me, I think that we'll just be very, very blessed.
But I'm okay if we get a lot of money. I'm okay with that too. So yeah, it was really cool, and I liked a lot of what she said. And I'm not necessarily one to take tarot card reading and like totally 100% believe in it, but it was cool, and I felt like this was a legit thing.
Yeah, it was what we needed to hear. And sometimes some of the stuff that she was saying, like she was encouraging Steve to just alter his perspective a bit. She kept saying, get a bird's eye view, not a worm's eye view, and that all the tough times that he'd faced, they're now behind him. Like she almost gave him permission to say, difficult times are the past, good things are moving forward. And it's just good to have somebody else give you permission to sort of be happy, change your perspective, move forward.
And I don't know why it's easier hearing that from a total stranger. I've had family and friends tell me that, and I'm always just like, "Buh, you're stupid. Don't say that." But from a stranger, it was just like I could internalize it more. And according to my numerology, this is my year. So,
according to my numerology, this is a me first year.
So there's that.
Yeah, the numerology I was less impressed with.
But it's my year, so we'll take that.
Yeah.
And so that's our New South Wales wrap up.
Oh, and I would just like to say that if you have the chance to just visit one state in Australia, my personal advice would be to visit New South Wales. For the small state that it is, you get a big city of Sydney, you get beautiful mountains of the Blue Mountains, and you get these sleepy little coastal towns, both north and south of Sydney. And you get the capital if you care about government, which nobody cares about Canberra. So don't even bother going there. But in my personal opinion, if you have to pick one state to visit, New South Wales is a great little state to visit. It has it all.
I don't know if I quite agree with that. That is the must-do one state, but it is a cool state for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's only my opinion, because I feel like it sort of has a few different elements, but I don't know. There's a lot of favorites. Steve would, of course, say Tasmania.
Of course. Or Western Australia.
WA is awesome, too. Anyways, Australia is awesome, and we equally enjoyed New South Wales as we did with all the other states we visited.
And that's our episode. Catch us on Instagram at Insightful Adventures to see where we're currently at and see all the wonderful photos and videos we post. And thanks for listening.
See you next week.